KCN, Talk Line Communications Network Radio, America's number one Jewish program.
What are we gonna do with our children? What are we gonna do to show we care? How are we gonna be there for our children when they feel that life has just not been that fair?
Good evening and welcome back to Mask's weekly radio show on Family Matters. Mask, Mothers and Fathers, Align Saving Kids. Kids of all ages and all stages for mental health issues, including addiction. If you know someone that needs a referral for a therapist, a rehab, inpatient or outpatient, please give them our number. Our confidential number is 718-758-0400. And while we're home being quarantined, we have available therapists by Zoom. So if you are having anxiety, you're depressed, you're going through some difficult challenges, feel free to give us a call to our anonymous confidential helpline. Again, I'll give you our number. Maybe you want to jot it down for yourself, for your loved one. Maybe it's for your friend, a neighbor, or someone you would usually be sitting next to in shul that you can pass the number on to. Our number again, 718-758-0400. So we've been home quarantined for months now, and I know that there have been so many families that have been struggling, and we have with us on tonight, once again, my dear friend, a colleague for many years, Deborah Levy, who's an LCSW. She's an individual marriage therapist in private practice. During normal times, her office is in Brooklyn and in Cedarhurst. Now Deborah has Zoom sessions. She's trained as an emotionally focused couple therapist, and she's also trained in EMDR therapy. So I'd like to welcome you on tonight again. Thank you for joining us. How are you?
Hi, Ruchama. Thank you so much for inviting me. It's a pleasure to speak with you, no matter what the format.
Right. So it's nice having you on once again. And tonight I really want to address the stressful time on many fronts. You know, we're locked down, and being locked down, quarantine can affect many families in a positive way, which I want to share again. And that is that a family that attended a mass group just recently via Zoom, who's been attending mass groups, has shared recently that they fell in love with their teenagers, their children. So for some, it's been quality time for both parents, you know, not having to run out to work, being home 24/7. It's been a wonderful experience. And then for others, there are relationships that the increased closeness has been increasing in a more negative way. So what are some of the challenges that are coming up for some of the couples, you know, that are unique at this time in your, with your clients during Corona, Deborah?
Okay. So what we're dealing with at this time is that our homes have become our world, and everything is taking place in the home. So that might mean education for children, all social stimulation, A lot of people are experiencing a change with housekeeping, not letting people in. So the stresses in the home and the demands on time have increased. So what's the presenting issue that's coming up most right now is partners struggling for the time that they need for each other and alone time, and needs, emotional needs are higher because demands are increased. In typical times, we all have developed coping mechanisms for stress. We've gone to the gym. Sometimes some of us appreciate retail therapy. We've had shuls to go to as an outlet. We've had social engagements that have been nurturing, other self-care activities that are closed off for now. So we're more vulnerable in that we're less taken care of. All of those needs now are being asked to be met, oftentimes from that marriage relationship. There's another piece around the isolation, loneliness, and losses of normal life. That, in turn, can trigger depression, heightened anxiety. Grief is really common now. The sensitivity. Couples aren't often not in sync with how they're reacting. So it's requiring a lot of heightened awareness and sensitivity to other. These are big challenges.
You know, Deborah, I know that on the Mask Helpline, in the Mask group, on the Mask WhatsApp chats that the moms have, in all areas of parents calling in to Mask, there are a lot of issues, like you bring up, about that they don't have, help at home, they're working, their husband needs to work in one room, the children have their Zooming in every other room, they exactly. may have the parent, the mom may be still working, kids are showing up during meetings, spouses are on Zoom work calls and children barge into the room screaming, embarrassing their, in front of their work colleagues. I mean, there's so much going on at home. It's impossible to just have normal now. So I would assume the first thing that there's no time for is for the couple, for themselves, because by the time the woman, or in some cases the husband, the man, finishes all the Zoom classes, making dinner, making lunch, making breakfast, filling the refrigerators, doing everything, cleaning, cooking, cleaning up after every meal, getting ready for the next meal. I mean, there's so much going on 24/7. There are really no breaks. So what can you offer to help strengthen these couples, these relationships during these hard, difficult times?
Okay, right. Great question. So communication, first and foremost. There has to be really, really, really good communication and really good clear scheduling. So expectations are in line with reality of what each partner can do. I think couples are struggling to figure out who is going to get what when, who's going to get their time for themselves, who's going to get their time to work, how are the kids going to be managed? Well, each one takes care of what they have to take care of. And that can only be done successfully, I believe, if it's clear who's doing what when. So not in the moment, but maybe the night before or maybe Sunday for the entire week, scheduling in. And hopefully there's alone time too. Like, take this hour and go for a walk and do your own thing, and I'll hold the fort. Or if one partner is out working, needs to work all day, I will take the kids. I will make sure you're undisturbed so that you can do your work. But when you come back online with us, could you give me an hour break? And scheduling that together time. So we know we're going to be two ships passing in the stormy seas right now. But tonight at 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, when everyone's in bed, can we give each other 20 minutes of undivided attention, even if we're zonked, and check in and ask, how was the day? So communication, clear scheduling that will lead to appropriate expectations. That's one piece that couples can do to strengthen their relationship. But we're not just practical partners in marriage. There's also a piece of romance and closeness that we want from our spouses. And I am a firm believer that in marriage, we need to date our mate. We need to create time reminiscent of the time when we first met, and we put creativity into those times spent together, and we were excited, and we put our best face forward, and we can still do that even after marriage. Today, that might require a lot of creativity on our parts. I'll share with you what I found online that's been really fun. These two apps I've discovered. One is Scrabble Go, which you can play with your partner all throughout the day, really. You just need a second to sit down, put in a word. What I love about it is it tells you exact if it's a real word, and it does the math for you. So I have found that that's a really good connector. And I also came across this app called Happy Couples, which starts each day with 5 questions you each answer. That's a fun, creative way of spending time together. I know there's an app for Pictionary. Aside from games and playing together, there's also ways to have impromptu dates. There are ways to have picnics in the backyard or on a deck or on the floor of a living room. There's ways to say, I'm inviting you tonight to put music on, drink some wine, and dance with me. There are ways of putting videos on and exercising together. So it takes conscious effort to not let one day bleed into the next without trying to say, I need to make date time. I need to put romance into the relationship. And another piece of marriage, which is so special for marriage, is the intimacy part. And I would take this advantage of these times where safe at home to talk about intimacy without assuming we know what our partner likes and what feels good. That's another whole area to explore and to come together in a wholesome, connecting way. So those are my thoughts, Suhama.
Sounds good. So I do want to bring up another piece, and that's for some people, you know, on social media, people were writing about we need to get very structured at home and have a schedule and follow the schedule. Now that we're in several months, and now that they're working towards transitioning everyone back out, you know, for some, the structure made them feel very trapped. For others that had more flexibility, some of those spouses were complaining that they feel that they're not in control. So it's very important that we are on the same page. I'd like you to just bring up ways that parents can get on the same page for when they're transitioning out. One parent may be saying, I don't need to wear a mask outside and gloves. Mm. The other parent may be saying, put on the mask, put on the gloves. Don't let the box delivery come in the house unless we clean it in the hallway. So let's talk about transitioning out when New York State is ready and how to be on the same page.
Okay. So one of the tools I use most in working with couples is helping them have the ability to hold two realities. And you're right. There are people who will approach this going out into the world and letting down some of the restrictions much more comfortably than others. Some of us will be highly anxious still, and some of us will say, we have to return back to life, and I can't maintain this standard of carefulness. If we hold in a couple, when that happens, if we hold both realities, both partners are really understandable. And that's part of the communication. So for one partner to be able to express what it feels like, where he or she feels the risk is, and how they feel that risk can be reduced, and for the other partner to speak probably about how they need a normal life, and they can't continue the level of anxiety and hypervigilance, and what it's like for them, the need for them to go back to normal, and find a blend. And so there's some type of meeting in the middle, which is, you know, I'm so nervous about these groceries coming in, and I know you're not as concerned, but would it be okay if you brought the groceries in and left them on the table and I sponged them down, would you be okay with that? Somewhere, somehow, where there's a recognition and an appreciation for both stances, because I think we're dividing up on both sides, maybe almost evenly, you know? What are your thoughts
on
that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And now is not the time to really, you know, get into arguments about, oh, you're just making more than it is. Look outside. Everybody's walking in the park. People aren't having their masks on. Why do you have to be? It doesn't matter. Right now, everybody's entitled to keep their feelings of what the rules are. We're told that we should be safe. We should wear masks and gloves. Then we need to wear masks and gloves. We shouldn't compromise on that. But it really isn't the time to be fighting with your spouse. You need to communicate it before you need to leave the house, so that when you're getting ready to leave the house with the kids, it doesn't become an issue. Let's go back to the couples that are withdrawn from each other. There are a lot of couples that, you know, we've gotten so many phone calls about different couples that are struggling, and they feel that their spouses are just totally in withdrawing mode, or they're constantly bickering with them. What do you have to offer to them, please?
Okay. So, as humans, right, when we get hurt, we have two very common ways of reacting. One is to withdraw, and the other is to attack. Okay, so again, so oftentimes when we get hurt, we defend ourselves. Oftentimes we're not feeling our hurt by feeling our anger. And what we do commonly is shut down, which is creating a cold war, being withdrawn. This is protective. Or lashing out, which is more attacking, also protective of the hurt. And I strongly encourage couples to move past that reflex and to try to bridge the distance by coming forward. This is hard, I do want to acknowledge, but by coming forward from a more vulnerable place of expressing the hurt. So it might sound like, I felt really anxious when you let the kids out without the masks. And I have a sensitivity to the regulations, and I have a sensitivity to the risk of health. And my anxiety just went through the roof. It was just so sky high. And I'm wondering, like, can you work with me around this? So that's pretty vulnerable, right? Because there's no guarantee that our partner is going to say, honey, I get it. You're right. I'm going to cooperate. We oftentimes anticipate that we won't get validated that way. But our partner could say, look, you know, I hear you, and I'm glad you're telling me this. And let's work together on finding that middle ground where we're both comfortable, which would be ideal. That's just one example that's more timely. But there are so many other ways that couples can experience hurt. And then the challenge is to express the vulnerability, and then the challenge for the other partner is to hold it respectfully. So if the goal is to bridge distance and foster connection, really the only way to do that is by being vulnerable and coming forward. Because think about it, right? If I withdraw, am I creating connection? No, I'm creating distance. And if I attack, you know, it's obvious I'm creating distance. So those reactions don't work.
So, yes, and we do have teletherapy that is available. So you've been really busy. Your schedule, I mean, day and night, you are just constantly round the clock Zooming with so many couples on a daily basis. Do you want to describe how that's been helpful or difficult for the couples that are Zooming with you, please?
Sure. So my life has changed, too, in that my work now has gone completely online. I use Doxy.me, which is a HIPAA-compliant platform. And it's been interesting. It's been very, very interesting. I am still doing couple work online. In some ways, I mean, some couples are calling because their stress level is so high, and they just want immediate help. And sometimes doesn't even take that long to get back on track and break through an impasse. I give a lot of credit to couples who find help sooner rather than letting things fester and changing the energy in the house. So some couples have been calling, the teleconferencing, it almost, I want to say, is like a little bit even quicker to the point. There's a sense of, okay, come on, and what's, you know, where's the issue, and what are you looking to get? Tell me about yourself. But it's almost more pinpointed and direct, which is interesting. And in some cases, it also allows, there's just enough perceived distance that it allows for more openness and vulnerability. So some of the more personal issues that might be uncomfortable in person, I see coming up, with much quicker with the teletherapy, which I think is interesting. On the other hand, of course, there's something about the close connection and getting to know someone in person that we don't have available to us now. So we're also making do with what we have. I'm hoping myself as a clinician, but also couples and individuals looking to receive help. We're very resilient as people. We really are. We're going to get through this, and we're going to be stronger for it.
Can we just touch on those families that had family members that, well, Elena died from COVID, or maybe one of their spouses, parents, brothers, sister, child, whatever, or somebody very, very ill from COVID still, and how they're really, you know, going through the most difficult time, not being able to be with their loved one, whether they're in the hospital or already at home, and how that affects a couple, because now one of the spouses now has to carry the bigger burden and carry more of the burden of doing more because the spouse is really going through a difficult time.
So even as you ask this question, I felt like my heart break a little bit. There's so much pain around anyone who's been personally impacted by corona through loss or through illness. And my heart just breaks. I'm so sorry for anyone having to go through this, through that. I don't think there's, I wish I had an easy answer. There is no easy answer. It goes back to basic tools of being able to honor your own experience along with your partner's experience, keeping communication open, reaching out to support. What you do, Ruhama, is incredible. It's incredible work. And you're there. I know you were telling me about something you just opened for anyone who has been hurt by corona, and the psychological awareness that you have that you're bringing to the community. I think that's a really good place to turn. It's heartbreaking. It's heartbreaking. Yeah, I don't know. Did that answer your question or not?
Yeah, families that are struggling, please call the Mask Helpline, and we have therapists on call ready to connect via Zoom, via phone, HIPAA compliant. So anybody out there, 718-758-0422. 800-800-800-800. Feel free to give us a call so that we can try and be of help to your family members that may be struggling. So back to the self-care, the importance of self-care to all of this. I mean, it is so important, like you said, to step away, you know, to breathe, to get creative. And also, work is so difficult, whether it's the mom that has 699 different jobs at home, or and the mom that goes to work, and when they get home, they have 699 jobs. Interesting, around Mother's Day, we were getting a lot of phone calls that the husbands were saying, I didn't even realize how much my wife actually does on a daily basis. Now that I'm home, I'm in awe watching everything that she needs to do to help the wheels of our family turn rapidly. So, I mean, that was great. I mean, just hearing it at group from so many different fathers was unbelievable that, you know, it was great for their marriage. They're able to voice that, share it, say it out loud. And now is the time we do need to thank all our heroes, the heroes that are also the mothers and those fathers that are helping at home, making sure that everything goes smoothly. There are so many people that are unemployed. Finances are a very big problem now for so many families. Putting food on the table is so difficult. So, but we can't forget that we need to take some time to self-care. Well, thank you, Deborah, for coming on once again, and I hope to have you on again.
Thank you, Ruhama.
Thank you for always making time for my clients that do reach out and have Zoom therapy with you. Anybody that wants to reach Deborah Levy, feel free. Call the Mask Helpline, again, 718-758-0400. Thank you, Deborah.
Thank you so much. Be well, and all couples, just you're in it together. Have each other's backs. Give each other love. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. And I want to wish everybody a very good evening, a beautiful Shabbos. We're going to get back into praying together now, transitioning out of our homes. Always remember, masks and gloves. Don't leave home without them. Also, when you go to pray, we need to take our masks and gloves for now until we're told otherwise.
I want to see your logo. I want to see your logo on the masks.
Right. Okay. Maybe we got to put one out there. Thank you. So always remember, hang in, hold on, virtually hug tight right now. Thank you. And have a good evening.
You don't have to feel defenseless and hopeless. Yes, there are measures you can take to help prevent the coronavirus. There is more you can do than just wearing masks and social distancing. Studies show that certain vitamins and minerals can reduce the risk of getting coronavirus and may reduce the severity of the infection. Dr. Kelman and the Kelman Wellness Center can help you. Dr. Kelman also treats patients with the coronavirus infection with a treatment of high-dose oral and intravenous vitamin C, as well as with various herbs and supplements. Dr. Kelman can send a lab to your home to test for the coronavirus and antibodies. You don't have to wait online at an urgent care center with people who might be carriers of the virus. To reach Dr. Rafael Kelman for a consultation, call 833-MD-HELP-ME. That's toll-free, 833-MD-HELP-ME, and online at kelmancenter.com.
Did you ever consider hosting your own radio or television show? We can help you get on the air. Talkline Communications works with broadcasters as well as with TV and radio stations in New York and nationwide that lease time, all at competitive rates. We work with doctors, lawyers, and other professionals, as well as with ethnic broadcasters. For more information about hosting your own radio or TV show, please call 212-769-1925. 212-769-1925. And out of New York, call 1-866-MY-TV-SHOW. That's 1-866-MY-TV-SHOW.
TCN, Talkline Communications Network Radio, America's number one Jewish program.